After saying out loud the first pasuk Shema Yisrael, one should say "Boshen Kodesh Malchusoy Leolam Voed" in a low voice, because when Yaakov Avinu called his children together, he wanted to be megale the kates, the end of time, and Ma'is Hashem was a salafi for him. They all said he was concerned maybe there's something wrong with them. They said, no, we're all our heart is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what they said, Shema Yisrael, listen to Yisrael, which is it was spoken to the father, Yaakov Avinu, Shem Kei Shem Echad. And that he answered, Moshe Nikon Masur Gavim Toei. The thing is that Moshe Rabbeinu did not say this. This is something that Yaakov Avinu says. So since Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it and Yaakov said it, we say it quietly. If one did not say Boshin Kod Mahlu Sori Ma'olim Voed, there is a machlokes that puts him whether he is Yitzi or not. The Allah has a big chiddush over here that the person who got to say Boshin Kod Mahlu Sori and he's finished the first parsha of Kriya Shema, he can say it over there. Of course, even though the whole parsha has to be said in the right order, that's the parsha itself that was written. There's just an extra pasuk that's being inserted. So, you can say it later also. Now, if he said it and he didn't have Kavanah when he said Boshin Kod Mahlu Voed, so, we'll see later on. Mishabru brings that one also has to say it again. But if you already started the next parsha, if you already started the next pasuk of Vahavta, then Yehavta is not after. So one does have to say Boshen Kol Machusah. If he skipped it, he has to say it later. He should have kavana for it. If he didn't have kavana, does not have to say over. If you doubt it, so lehafsek ma'at le'olam void le'vahavta v'havta v'kavod shemayim shah mitzvahs. Since Baal Shem Kvod Matzulam is part of the Kabbalah Salam of the Shemayim, it's an extension of Shema Yisrael, Tisha, you should have a pause when you finish it before you start the Hafta. The Rambam says, you should have a pause of region, in Yisrael, Hashem, you should have a pause also to say Shema Yisrael, then Hashem, then Ben Elikeinu, Hashem Hashemi, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikeinu, and a pause, and then Hashem Echad. Why? So we want to be clear that we're saying Shema Yisrael, listen to Yisrael, that Hashem, Shulele Keinu, He is Hashem who is our God, He has Hashkoch over us, Hu Echad, He is the one and only. Also He says, Yish V'Havsik, Mad Pein Echad Lebo, Ki Ikigo Vil Shemayim, U'Pasikrishim. We have also a small pause between Shema Yisrael and both Shem. So basically we should have a pause between Shema Yisrael and both Shem, and we should have another pause between both the end of Baal Shem Kod Masur Gavim Voed and V'Havta. Because there are different levels of Kabbalah Salam Mahav Shemai. Siv Tez Vav, Tzav Lehafsik Bein Hayoi, to the words Al Levavecha. And he Tzav Hayoi, Al Levavecha. If you read it together, it sounds like it's saying only today it has to be on your heart. It doesn't mean today. It means today I'm commanding you that it should always be on your heart. And the same thing is Bein Hayom Le'avo, the Shabbat pause between Hayom, which is going back, and today I'm telling you, Le'avo always, not only today. Shalai Mirka Hayom Le'avo. Shouldn't look like this din of Hafta is only today. Sifte Zayin Tzav Lehafzik Bein Nishba Lashem Delahatim Yochas Ayin. When you say Nishba Lashem, you should have also break between the two words, so it should be clear that there's an Ayin over there. It shouldn't sound like a Hey. Sivyut Zayin Tzav Lehatim Zayin Shem Tzizikiru. When you say Tzizikiru, you should say very clearly Tzizikiru Glotishma Tzizikiru. Or Tish, or Tishkiru. Avika Vodamka. Tiskiru, it shouldn't sound like you're doing it for the wages to make profit. And that's called pras. Chayintzav hata zazayin shal zichartem also. It shouldn't sound like zichartem. Sif yitches, yad vish yud shal shema yisrael. Shaloi divla shaloi tiyer v'alech. Chayin yud v'hoi v'tishma v'ho'u. It's a shema yisrael, not shema yisrael. If you say shema yisrael, you're leaving after you. Yeah. Sif Yutes. So if you can reopen the Chora to the word Af, shouldn't sound like Chorash. Sif Yud Sif Chof. So if you can reopen the Toiva Shitri Losai, Kisif Teva Shilufonev. If the end letter of one word is the same as the first letter of the other word, you have to make sure that you're saying both times. Otherwise, for example, say Bechol Levovcha. If you don't say properly, using the same lamed for both, Bechol Levovcha. Should be Bechol Levavcha, Al Levavcha, Bechol Levavcha, Eised Besodcha, Vadten Mehele, Hakonoch Psil, Eschem the Eves. Okay, so all these examples of the two letters are the same. The letter at the end of one word and the beginning of the next word. Sifchol Aleph. Sof b'chol Aleph sh'achei mem l'afsik v'nei'em. Also, if you have an Aleph after a mem, for example, v'madetem oisom, shaltem oisom. You have a mem and the next letter is Aleph, so you have to make it clear that it's two words, because otherwise it sounds like moisom. Shaltem moisom. It sounds like he's saying moisom, which is death, instead of these things. Have a good day.